Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Anime Noob Tape.
Dom, dom, dom.
What is poppin', tapeworms? You may notice that Sean looks a little different today. Just a little different. He has glasses this time.
Yeah.
And a hat.
And a white hat.
And a white hat.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Sean, why do you look so different today? What happened?
You okay? I'm a little under the weather today. not feeling my best.
It's okay. You know what? That wasn't a bad Sean impression. I'm gonna be real with you. All right.
But let's be honest. It's me.
it's me. Sean's throat is hurting, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, Sean actually is not feeling well today. He said his throat hurts and it hurts to talk. And I figured that's probably the last thing he wants to do is jump on and do another recording of a podcast episode. So we've asked our friend, our in real life friend, Cisco, you might have seen him in the Discord, chatting it up every now and then. He is a successful Amazon reseller and he's also into anime. So he's honestly like a friend of the podcast, and I figured it'd be fun to kind of have him join along, tag in, make it so that we honestly don't have to miss another episode, because otherwise you guys would have had to heard me just yap for like 30 minutes just by myself with no one to put me in place. And I know that's not something that you guys wanted. So I asked Cisco, and Cisco said, sure.
Why not? I got nothing to do.
And here he is. So thank you, Cisco.
Of course.
For those of y'all first time tuning in, we are extremely consistent, posting every single week. You can catch us on YouTube, which is a new endeavor. We just started out. If you guys want that Vinland Saga Season 2 tape, you got to go and give those previous videos those likes. Otherwise, come yap with us on Discord. Other than that, let's just kind of jump into it. So, Cisco, do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about like what you do? You have a little side hustle going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you do what everybody, or I want to say a lot of people with kind of like an entrepreneurial mindset in their heads think they wanted to do, but never actually went through with it. And you're one of the, you're probably the only person I know that has actually gone through with it. So do you want to kind of like educate our audience a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do as my side hustle is I'm an Amazon reseller. It isn't just Amazon. It's just primarily Amazon. And what that means is in a, quick synopsis of what I do is I find breaks in the market. So if you find a crazy sale for, let's say, at Ulta, right, 50% off, but Amazon still is selling it at full price, I take advantage of those differences in the market and buy it at half price and resell it at the regular price. You might have also seen people going out to like TJ Maxx's, or going to like Super Walmart clearance. That is a little bit of what I do too. Sometimes you are able to find crazy stuff like that just by going into stores. And, TJ Maxx is known for having a 49 cent sale. What that means is once a year, you can go in there and find a lot of stuff there for 49 cents, but they're normally like $50. And same with Walmart. They have, penny sales for video games. I don't know if anybody knew that. But you can find some random video games at like 3 cents, get wrung out, and then you can sell them for like 20, 30 bucks. And that's basically what I do.
That's so cool. I mean, there's one thing I feel like I have to confirm. Was it your fault that PS5s weren't available in stores?
100%.
Were you the one buying all of them?
No, I did try, and I was only able, like, not this Christmas, but last Christmas and the Christmas before.
Yeah.
Was only able to get probably like 5 or 6 each season. But no, there's people like that. It is resellers' fault, kind of. It's also Sony's fault. Like, they don't make enough for the demand.
Yeah,
and they make it because they want it. One, because of the chips during, the World Health event that happened.
Yeah.
And then two, I'm sure part of it was because they want to make it like hype, They want to make
Yeah. That's what makes sense.
Fill it up. Like, I feel like because of the way they played it, it's blown up a lot bigger than Xbox in the past like 3 or 4 years. Like, prior to that, I feel like they were like neck and neck for like the longest time. But
I see a lot of hate going like you guys' way.
Yeah,
100%. For that kind of thing. But I'm just like, hey, it's not really their fault that Sony didn't either one prepare for it, or they made it exactly how they wanted it to. Because now it's like, oh, you got your hands on one, you got your hands on one. It's become like this big deal now. Not anymore, but definitely back in the day.
I would say we get a lot of hate, deservingly so and not deservingly so, right? I would say deservingly so because we do take it out of the stores, right? Like you go to Target, like the most recent thing was those pink Stanley cups, right? They were in the news for like people going to jail, stealing them and whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we would buy those and we would sell them on eBay, Poshmark, whatever, you know, your platform of choice is. Yeah. And we'd be selling them for, you know, $100 when they're worth $40, right? But it's also not our fault because there are people that will actually buy it for $100, $120.
Yeah. You
know? So we're just feeding a demand.
I totally get it. I totally get it. I absolutely respect the hustle. I'll share this story. Probably like five to seven years ago, I was struggling in one of my jobs. I really wasn't a fan of it. And I looked into doing what you do. More so though, it was more so of like the manufacturing from like Alibaba and then getting a store to do it and then reselling it under that. So not exactly what you do, because what you do takes a lot of like patience. Like you have to wake up at like 7 a.m. sometimes and or 6 a.m. and make these stores to make sure you're the first person. Because I know because you send me Snapchats of yourself doing it. So it's like I would argue kind of like what you do is harder. But I guess my follow-up question is it more rewarding?
I would say they all have their own challenges. And I would say that actually what I do is probably the easiest avenue to kind of get started if somebody did want to do it. I don't really go into stores that much now. I do everything online. And so I find like different websites that I do primarily. Like for example, I know the story of the Stanley Cups because I'm still in the community in the different Discords, but I wasn't in line at Target getting a Stanley Cup. You know, like that's not my life anymore. But it was last year. I was definitely in line last year to get a PS5. Yeah. I was definitely in line to get the Pokemon cards and the basketball cards or whatever. But I would say every single avenue has its own challenges and they can all be rewarding, right? Like you just mentioned going to Alibaba. That's definitely something that I actually still want to do. The only thing with that is that I would say it is a little bit more risky in the sense that it takes up a lot of like legwork up front and a lot of research up front and a lot of capital up front, and you don't know if it's going to work. You're just making a educated decision on if it's going to work out, right? You're spending $5,000 to $10,000 on one single product and kind of going all in based off the research that you did and the copyright that you put in to make, you know, put up your product up. And then you have to go through trademark. So that way you're not infringing on anybody else's trademark. You have to test it out. So you're spending a bunch of capital up front and then you're not getting it back till like 3 or 4 months down the road. So you have to be willing to, you know, kind of play the long game in that aspect.
So let me ask you a question. Is it true that scared money don't make money?
100% facts. But there's nothing wrong with scared money, right? Some might argue that scared money is just working a W-2 job and, you know, contributing to your 401k at a 7 or 10% and, you know, playing the game right. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like you can become a millionaire in the long term by playing the game. Money. But you're also not going to take advantages of everything that life has to offer.
Let me ask you this for those of our listeners that may want to get into something like this, do you have any like how-to guides or YouTube videos that you could point them to?
I am resurging my YouTube catalog. So yeah, you can find me on Flipping It with Cisco on YouTube. I also do have my own podcast it's called Doughboys Media Podcast. And that would probably be the best resource. If not, just hit me up on Instagram. The DMs are always open. Slide my way. If you're a girl, I might have to, you know, let my wife know that you're DMing me.
And you know what, too? If you are a girl and you get him in trouble,
married out here,
then I'll be in trouble because our wives are like really good friends. So also don't get me in trouble. Yeah. But no, thank you for doing that. And also, fun fact, I was a guest on their podcast. Is that episode get released tomorrow, right? Or by the time people are hearing this today?
By the time? No. So this yours is going to come out next week.
Oh, next week. Okay, cool. I wasn't important enough to make the
early. No, we just did another one.
No, I'm joking. I'm yanking your Jenkins here, Cisco.
My jacket?
Jenkins. I don't know if that's a real phrase.
I don't think so.
All right, let's switch it over to anime a little bit. So you are a Naruto fan. You're currently watching, but the only anime you've seen in its entirety is Dragon Ball / Dragon Ball Z. Do I have that right?
I saw the original Gundams. I loved Zoids back in the day, but I would say DBZ, just like the majority of people that got into anime, is definitely the one that I can reference the best and the one that I have the best memories with as a child.
You're kind of like an anime boomer.
Yeah, I would say so.
Which is fine.
Pokemon too.
I'll say this, that was me until I finished Naruto, and that's what got me to, as I was kind of sharing on your podcast, finishing Naruto is what got me to be like, man, I want to talk about this all the time. I want to do this. And then that's where I actually gave in and started doing the podcast with Sean. Because I know you do watch TV shows, so it's not like you don't watch TV. What is it that makes it so that you aren't keeping up with anime? Is it that you don't know like where to start, or is it that just you're just not as interested in other anime? You don't know if you'd like it. Fill me in a little bit.
So it's a little bit of everything, right? So one, life is busy. Two, I would say that with Naruto specifically, it's just so dang long. There's so many episodes. And between Sean, between the rest of the world who has watched it, they just kind of like bring up things that like are going to happen. Like eventually I know that not sure tomorrow that Sasuke's brother is going to be like everyone's favorite character. I haven't gotten there yet, but I know it's going to be exactly. He's going to be everyone's favorite character. And so I still haven't got to the point, and every time somebody brings it up, I always cover my ears because I don't want to know why, but I still don't like him right now. Where I'm at.
I think his storyline specifically is what made the show good, in my opinion. So I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's all based off of Shikamaru. Sasuke's storyline, right? That's the main thing that starts from literally season one of Naruto all the way through basically the majority of the series and their relationship between Naruto and him.
So if I were to recommend to you some shorter anime, would you give it a real chance and be honest?
I think I would, because like you and I have spoken, we're trying to hit the gym more. And so every time I do cardio day and it's just the treadmill day, I'd put it up as my like timeline, like 20 minute timeline to jog. I'll put that episode on 15 minute timeline.
Okay. So let me ask you a couple questions.
All right, let's do it.
Would you rather watch an anime about a man that turns into a chainsaw or a man that eats demon fingers?
Probably a man that eats demon fingers.
Okay. You're going to be lost on these. You're going to be lost on these. What?
I got to go back a couple steps. You know, it's funny because I talk about Dragon Ball Z like it's my favorite one. Thinking back to it, like the two that I actually saw from beginning to end and I absolutely love, and I don't know why I didn't click earlier, is Yu Yu Hakusho. Yes. And then Rurouni Kenshin.
I knew it.
Yeah. I was like, I've seen those literally
you know from why? Beginning to end. Because you're a Toonami guy, obviously. Like you watched it during the Toonami era. I think
exactly. Everybody the little, within our age group. Little robot in his little spaceship flying all over the world. Universe.
Let me ask you another one. Would you rather watch an anime on about this is going to be horrible. That's why I'm preemptively laughing.
Okay.
A show where little children get eaten or sodomizing goblins.
Do the children live like in the stomach of whoever ate them?
No, they die? Full dead. Yeah.
So it's like Game of Thrones, where they like harvest the children to be ice children, and they're just gone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go dark.
The children eating.
Yeah. Children eating.
Would you rather watch a show about killer giants or demons? Okay, cool. Well, the shows that I'm going to recommend for you then is
Demon Slayer. Handy pen.
There you go. Get your pen out.
Demon Slayer. You want to know something really funny? I was talking about like super sales that happen. one of the stores that do like really good sales, especially during like Christmas time, is Hot Topic. And you know what goes on sale a lot at Hot Topic?
Anime.
Funko Pops from Demon Slayer.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big mover. I'd say some of the most popular common day anime is Demon Slayer, and I bet you also see like My Hero Academia. Is that another one?
I used to last year, not this year. This year was all last Demon Slayer. And then some random, like, I don't know, it looked like a Hello Kitty, but it was like, it wasn't a Hello Kitty. It was weird.
It's definitely anime. It was a Hello Kitty, but not.
Yeah. And it's like yellow polka dots. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious though.
I can definitely pull this up. Let me pull up a tab really quick. See here. Hot Topic. Let me log into my account. Okay. But Demon Slayer, tell me why you'd recommend Demon Slayer.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's definitely not as long as Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 3 or 4 seasons out at the moment. But the good thing is that there's only like 12 episodes per season.
That's it?
Yeah. So
okay. I think I can do that.
That's what's good about current day anime and why I think. So like season one, I think, was closer to like 26 episodes. And I'm not going to lie. When I'm comparing shows, I like some shows that only have 12 episodes per season. So you get shows kind of like Chainsaw Man, which, you know, just doesn't have that many episodes right off the jump. But then you have other shows that have more episodes per season, like Attack on Titan. That's another really, really good one. But the thing about current day anime is that they know that like life is busy, kind of like what you said. So they make it so that you don't have to sit down and watch a gazillion episodes to actually catch up. So whether you decide to watch Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia, you know, Hell's Paradise, or any of these other shows, you're not really dedicating yourself to a lot. Yeah, the only show that like this day and age that does require a lot of watching is Boruto, which is like the follow-up of Naruto.
Boruto is Naruto's son.
Yep.
See, and that's what kind of like ruined it all for me, right? Like, so eventually he becomes the Hokage and has a son.
Does he?
I don't know.
What if he dies and gets reincarnated as a boy named Boruto?
You mean reanimated?
Sure.
He can,
for all you know.
Yeah, he can be reanimated.
No spoilers here. Listen, no spoilers to the Shonen Tapes.
We don't do any spoilers?
We do, but I'm trying not to spoil it for you.
Oh, my bad. It's okay.
I'm trying to keep you spoiler free, brother.
It's been spoiled, man. I'm like rotten milk right now. I'm spoiled. Yeah,
I bet. Let me ask you this. Dragon Ball Z. Is that like your goat?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely top three.
Who was your favorite character in Dragon Ball Z?
So it depends when you ask me, right? So I think when I originally started, and I think every character has more than one character. And what I mean by that is, if you look at Goku, I think he really is two characters. He is obviously Goku, the kid version of him when he first landed in Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Right. And then he's Goku, the one that, you know, was in Dragon Ball Z. Same with Gohan. Gohan has three stages of him. Right. And I would say, out of all the characters on Dragon Ball, growing up, when I first started watching it, it was obviously Goku. I think it was everyone's, right?
Yeah.
And then in my teens, in like my early 20s, I would say it was teenage Gohan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, as a full-grown adult, Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi.
You're lying.
Swear.
Chi-Chi? Why Chi-Chi?
I think she's the one who reminds me the most of my wife.
That is so, so funny. You're not even trolling, too. Just
no.
You're being for real.
I'm being for real. I think she has a lot of depth in her character, right?
Yeah.
So I think one thing that I think you would say of my wife is that she's not necessarily the most like PDA, like forthcoming, like loving person, right? But you speak one bad word of me, of Arya, of her parents, of anybody, Stacy, of anybody, she will like attack you with a fury of no other.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So that is one really strong characteristic that I really love about Chi-Chi. And I think it really speaks to a very strong woman, right? Like Chi-Chi can do anything that she wants. Like she has the strength and she's smart enough to do whatever she wants. She obviously has the resources, right? She has Bulma. She has her dad, the king or whatever. I can't remember his name.
Ox King.
Yeah. That she can do whatever she wants And although she grapples with allowing Goku to leave and fight all these different people and villains in different planets and different universes and everywhere else, she understands that's what his calling is, right? She's still there being a strong woman figure in the home because that's what she wants to be. Not saying that she has to be, right? But that's what she chooses to do for her family and for her dad and for her son. You know,
she holds it down, honestly.
She holds it down.
Yeah, I mean, Gohan is, there's two ways to look at it, though, because Gohan did fall off immensely. And I think that can be attributed to Chi-Chi. But successful and he's happy.
But
And that's really all she wants for her son.
But he also had to go down a different route because he didn't have that strong father figure in the house consistently in his life.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
like,
a good point.
In a way, you could just say he was a little absent, in a bad way, right? Like, because we have fathers that are in the military that are out on deployment, right? So it's kind of like the same thing, right? Yeah. You're not there because you don't want to be. You're just there because you're also serving a higher purpose at the moment.
Well, let me ask you this then. Fantastic answer, by the way. I don't think I'll ever hear that again. So kudos for that. How do you feel about Vegeta? I was surprised to not hear that anywhere.
So
you don't
really
like Vegeta, huh?
I like Vegeta. No, I definitely like Vegeta. Mm. I just think if we're looking at the whole arching character of these people, mm-hmm. Vegeta started off rocky, and he wasn't necessarily – obviously, he was a villain in the beginning, right? Mm. I think he grew as a person, as we all can grow as people, right? So I think that's the most realistic part of him, right? You can go from being a jerk on the wrong path, wanting the wrong things – to kind of switching it up a little bit. But I also think where it's a little gray and a little muddy is he had Trunks. He had Trunks because he was trying to follow the shoes of Goku to reach Super Saiyan. So he thought if he got married with Bulma, if he had a child, that he would be able to achieve the same thing. So it wasn't done for the right motives. Sure. Eventually, just like some of us, you kind of grow to fall in love with, you know, whoever, and you end up saying, oh, wow, this wasn't a mistake. Or this, not that it was a mistake, but I care about this more than I actually thought I would.
You know, you're so on the money with that, too. And what you see if you actually watch Dragon Ball Super, which takes place after Dragon Ball Z, very, very, very well done show, by the way, I would highly recommend, is he becomes very attached to his family. And there's a scene where a villain actually strikes Bulma and he gets so mad. He goes crazy. He's like, don't hit my Bulma. And he goes all out against this villain. And this villain is essentially like a god.
It's like the bunny, right? He's like the rat.
Yeah, Beerus.
Bunny looking guy.
Yeah, okay, Lord okay, Beerus, yeah. The purple bunny.
Looking dude. Bad.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, Vegeta like became stronger than Goku in that one moment, which shows like his arc. Yeah. Cool. Well, let me ask you this.
Hold on. No, to stay there though, right? Okay. So in the same respect, and that's why Chi-Chi's also part of the reason why she's one of my favorite characters. Because in the same respect, if that were to happen to her and it was reverse, regardless if she has no superpowers, she has super strength in those small glimpses of moments that she needs to have that strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not gonna get up and fight Frieza or defeat Cell, but she has the balls to do so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's kind of what you see from Bulma too, to be honest. Yeah. Bulma walks up and gives them a whack on the face. That's what's good about Dragon Ball. Their female characters are very strong.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, would you
let me ask you this.
The guy, you know what I'm talking about? The third guy? Yeah. Is his little friend.
You're talking about Tien. What about Tien?
Yeah. What is Tien? Is he a they or is he a him or a her?
He is a part of a like.
Aliens.
He's definitely not okay. Look, he's not a human, and he is a part of a group with special thing. And Akira Toriyama confirms this in an interview, and for some reason, just never put it in the show. I don't understand why. He's like, oh yeah, he's part of the blah 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 blah, and like, just I don't remember what it was. It was like some offhanded explanation. But I'm like, why do you just like leave this out? Because if you remember, he had the power to like grow hands. Remember, he had like four arms, three eyes.
He was definitely a little dope. He was definitely a cool character. I never knew. That's all.
Yeah, they okay. Let me ask you this. Can you rate the, if you had to look at the Dragon Ball villains, okay?
Okay.
And let's simplify it. Let's just do Frieza, Cell, and Boo. What does your rating go?
What are we rating for?
Your favorite. Like your the sagas you enjoyed most.
I would say I enjoyed Cell the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because he, it's kind of bringing it kind of how it is right now in the world with AI and us hearing all the news and stuff.
Oh, true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's the most relatable to real life in general, right? I mean, sure, there could be an alien species that we don't know about that could be Frieza. Sure, there could be another. What was Boo anyways? Was he an alien? Was he created
he was,
by the...
He was a little pink. He was a little pink gooey man.
Yeah. No, I know who he was, but like, where did he come from?
I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
So I think what I really enjoy about anime in general is when it relates closely to like real life, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you can find those aspects of anime that can, you know, you can relate to in that sense. So I like Cell a lot. And I think I like Cell too because it has one of the most iconic scenes with Gohan and his broken hand doing sure. the Kamehameha with one hand. And then yeah. Goku in the background, his spirit, yeah. just like
so sick. Being
the best scene ever. So I would say Cell in that aspect. And also because it brought, I actually really enjoyed, I forgot which Android it was. It was the one with the green vest, the little orange mohawk.
Android 16.
Yeah. I really liked Android 16. And Krillin's a weirdo, man. I'm sorry for marrying the other Android.
Well, I think she was a human. It. She was a human first.
What, she was a human first?
Yeah, that's the explanation. She was a human first.
And that's that's an explanation after the fact when they got criticized.
For sure.
Because
for sure. 100%. That's something he probably said offhanded in an interview. So who's number two? Okay, so you got Cell number one. Then do you have Boo or Frieza?
I would say I would categorize Vegeta as a villain. And I would say Vegeta. And I like him as...
If you had to separate it between the three, there's three major sagas. You got
okay.
those three. Who's number two?
Piccolo.
You troll.
Piccolo was back too, man.
Do you have Frieza at number two or three? Is really what I'm trying to... This is my goal here. Where do you have Frieza?
I would say... What was who was in love with Bulma before Vegeta?
Yamcha.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Yamcha.
Yamcha. Okay, cool. Okay, so it sounds like you're not a fan of Frieza.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Frieza. I would say Boo is better than Frieza, 100%.
Damn. So did you enjoy the Boo saga?
Yeah, I enjoyed the Boo saga.
The Boo saga. So the Boo saga is viewed as like the worst period in Dragon Ball.
Really?
Z. Yeah, in general. And so it's always interesting for me to like get other people's perspectives that really aren't in the anime community and see all the talk surrounding it. And it's funny because like it had the like it almost had the most memorable moments because you have Majin Vegeta, you have Super Saiyan 3 Goku, you have a lot of cool stuff happening within it. But for some reason it just felt like the story never really added up to mean anything. Gotenks never meant for anything. That the time in the hyperbolic time chamber never really meant anything. And it was just beaten by like a lame Goku. I mean, it was cool to look at, but nothing ever came from it, right? And it just it ended with a stupid spirit bomb, which is like the most cop-out boring way. For me personally, I got Frieza as my number one.
And, overall? Why?
Overall, tell me why. Dude, Frieza, because he's a maniac. He is a true villain. Like I'm watching, all right, this may say a little more about me than needs to be heard from the public, but like I'm watching Game of Thrones again, and I'm at the part with Ramsay and Theon. And for those of you that don't know, Ramsay is like this insane sadistic guy who just tortures, right? And so he's at the part where he's torturing him, and he's making a bastard, that face. Yeah, he's making that face where he's laughing and smiling and looking around. And so there was that happened like three times and I just burst out laughing. Like lately the look on his face and the enjoyment he gets out of torturing Theon is so funny to me. I look over and my wife is just looking at me in disgust. Like, are you a psycho? Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like his face. It's just so funny. And she's like, I'm sitting here and I feel bad for Theon. And you're maniacally laughing at like the maniac. And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's, you know what I mean? Like, So when I watch characters like that be portrayed as like really, really good, crazy villains, I kind of get an enjoyment out of that. Cause I'm like, you know what? You're a villain. That's why when I watch Cell and he's just like, fight me, I'm a tournament of power. And I'm just like, shut up. You're so boring. Versus Frieza is like, stupid monkeys trying to like blow everything up. I'm like,
yeah,
that's more my speed.
I guess. If you really, but the reason why I also liked Boo is because it introduced you into a whole new line of characters, right? You had, I forget his name. What's the Gohan's Deborah. Like girlfriend's dad?
Vidal. Hercule.
Huh? Hercule, right? It introduced
you. Did you like Hercule?
I loved Hercule.
Oh, why did you like? Oh, you're okay. That's different. You've had some hot takes. That might be your hottest. What is to like about Hercule?
I think he's the perfect representation of what the world is today and a person is today. And what I mean by that is that he's not inherently a bad person. Okay. He's just trying to make it in life and have a name for himself any way is necessary. Right. He doesn't mean bad. He just wants to do well.
I don't think anybody thinks he means bad. I think he's the problem with Hercule is that he's just fake.
Isn't the majority of people in our world?
Yes.
We know, Taylor Swift can be like the most evilest person in the world. We've heard that about J-Lo. My wife's going to hate that I'm saying that, but we've heard that J-Lo is one of the hardest people to work with because she's.
I have heard that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just the world that we live in. And I think he's. But I don't think J-Lo means bad, right? I think she does want to do well. I just think she gets irritated by people. But people should be more like Ben Affleck because he looks like a jerk. He looks like he's annoyed, and he probably is annoyed.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? That's why I like Shikamaru.
He's the goat. He's the goat, bro. That's the real Shikamaru in our intro, by the way. Really him.
Let's go, bro.
Let me ask you this: if you had to pick. Do you know if anybody comes back in Super? Are you aware? Like, has it been spoiled for you?
No.
Okay. So now let me ask you. Would you rather see Cell, Evil Boo, or like Super Boo, or Frieza come back as a mainstay character and Super as kind of like not a good guy, not a bad guy, but just like an in-between?
You know what I'll say? You kind of make a point. As far as you kind of turned me a little bit when you're explaining why you liked Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his character in general just has more depth.
It does. It does. I totally agree.
So I think I would go with Frieza.
So you should do this. Do me a favor. After this, it's a movie. You don't even have to watch Dragon Ball Super. Just watch Resurrection F. And if you enjoy Resurrection F, you will enjoy Dragon Ball Super, I will say. Because according to Sean, that was like Super's lowest point. And Super was like Super was good. I would highly recommend it. But man, it's been so good getting like a different person's take. So I feel like a lot of anime people have very similar takes on Dragon Ball. The common stuff is like, it's not the best writing. Pretty good fighting. The character development is meh, unless your name is Vegeta. And it's up and down, right? But kind of hearing you who's like removed from all that, where you can just make these like wild claims that you like Hercule and the Boo saga, which is like
Hercule's the goat and he loves his daughter.
He definitely looks like a goat. Let me ask you this last question. Who do you, what Dragon Ball Z character do you think would be the best Amazon reseller?
Krillin.
Just because of his hustle?
Probably either that or Bulma,
but she's rich.
That's what I'm saying. She has the money to go all in. She has the business know-how. So if we're talking about like your scummy reseller, I'd go with Krillin.
Your scummy reseller.
You're a legit reseller who does it right, who reaches out to distributors, who has a warehouse, who's got the logistics down, who has employees. Bulma.
I mean, look, I want to say for my answer, it'd be Goku, but that would just be the wrong answer. The reason I say Goku is because he has instant transmission. So imagine he just instant transmissions as soon as the stores open and grabs all the PS5s in the store and instant transmissions away after losing some money. But he'd probably get distracted by some candy or something.
He'd get distracted and then he'd give it away. He would give it away.
He would feel bad.
Yeah, he would give it away. And we all know Gohan isn't a good corporate worker. We all saw that when he grew up.
Yeah.
Always leaving the job.
Always. Cool. Well, dude, thank you so much for jumping on and tagging in for Mr. Sean Shonen Pants. Oh, it was fun having you on. I hope you had fun. Did you have fun?
I sure did, brother.
Dope.
Stupid.
Cool. Well, if you guys want to catch Cisco, we're going to link his stuff down below in the episode details. Catch him on YouTube. Catch me on the Doughboys podcast next week, right?
Hold on. I got the recording schedule right here. I'll confirm your answer. Uploading on February 14th.
Valentine's Day. Let's go.
Oh, hey, look at that. That's why I did
catch,
it.
You catch me on the Doughboys podcast on Valentine's Day. But no, but seriously, check these guys out, especially if like getting into this like side hustle Amazon reseller. It's not just Cisco. He's got a couple of other co-hosts with them too that definitely, you know their fair share of knowledge. And it's always a good time. Cisco, a fun little thing that we like to do at the end of the podcast is just ask if you have any parting words for the tapeworms. So you can just kind of say whatever you want, and I can't really respond to you.
Okay. All right, tapeworms. What I'm going to need you guys to do is go find a bootleg or a hard copy of Rurouni Kenshin, because the Hulu version ain't it. You got to get the original. And if you a true fan of the anime, you got to watch it. Even the last four episodes where it's him just boring episodes, you have to watch all four boring episodes. I would, you know, spoil it for you, but we said no spoilers.
Facts. Good night.
That's it.